This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Ronan. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. I never thought my own sister would try to destroy my future, but here we are. Let me take you back to where it all started, my final semester at Marshall Tech, where I was working on the project that would define my engineering career. Dude, this autonomous waste sorting system is going to blow Professor Martinez's mind, Jason said, spinning in his chair next to me in the engineering lab. My best friend and project partner had been putting in late nights with me for weeks. If we can get the recognition algorithms working properly, I replied, adjusting my third cup of coffee.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The lab was quiet at 10 p.m., just the way I liked it. The environmental impact data alone should... Well, if it isn't my genius brother and his sidekick. Emma's voice cut through our conversation as she strolled into the lab, dropping her bag on a nearby desk. My younger sister had followed me to Marshall Tech, and somehow every achievement of mine became a competition for her. Shouldn't you be working on your own junior project? I asked, minimizing my screen. Call it instinct, but I'd learned to be careful around Emma. She had this habit of borrowing ideas. Can I check on my favorite sibling? She peered over my shoulder. Mom's been asking about you, says you never call anymore. Some of us actually have to work for our grades, Emma. The words came out sharper than intended, but I was tired of her perfect daughter act.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Maya, the computer lab assistant, looked up from her desk. She'd been helping us troubleshoot the system for weeks. and I could tell she wasn't buying Emma's innocent routine either. "Speaking of grades," Emma continued, "Professor Martinez was just telling me how impressed he is with my project proposal. Said it's one of the most innovative he's seen." Jason shot me a concerned look. We both knew Emma had been struggling in Martinez's class. She'd complained about it enough at family dinners. "That's great," I said flatly, turning back to my work. "Just remember, plagiarism is still a thing, even for Dad's favorite." Emma's smile tightened. "You know, you should really back up your work more carefully, Ronan. Never know when something might happen to it." After she left, Maya walked over. "Your sister's got some nerve. Want me to restrict lab access hours?" "Nah, she's harmless. I wish I'd listened to my gut then. Just trying to get under my skin." That night, I stayed late finalizing the project's core algorithms. Everything was coming together perfectly. The waste classification system, the efficiency metrics, even the sustainability impact report. This project was my ticket to that environmental engineering position at Green Tech Solutions. I should have known it was too perfect to last. 3 days later, Professor Martinez called me into his office, his face stern. "Mr. Sullivan, we need to discuss your project. Or should I say, your sister's project that you copied?" And that's when my world started to crumble. "These algorithms are practically identical." Professor Martinez turned his monitor toward me, showing two code bases side by side. My stomach dropped. It was my project, but with variable names changed and comments removed. "That's because she copied mine."
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Check the creation dates. I already did. Emma's files are dated 2 weeks before yours. My mind raced. 2 weeks before? That's impossible unless... The backup warning from my sister suddenly made horrible sense. "Professor Martinez, I can prove..." "Save it, Mr. Sullivan. Emma showed me her design documentation from last month. She's been consulting with me on this project for weeks." He shuffled through some papers. "Unlike you, who only scheduled one consultation." A knock interrupted us. Emma stood in the doorway, eyes wide with fake concern. "Professor, is everything okay? Sarah told me Ronan was called to your office." The setup was too perfect. She'd orchestrated everything, down to having her roommate spread the news. "Come in, Emma. Your brother was just explaining why his project mirrors yours." "Oh, no." She covered her mouth in mock shock. "Ronan, you didn't... I knew you were stressed about the Green Tech position, but..." My phone buzzed. A text from Jason. "Dude, the lab's access logs are weird. Maya found something." "Professor," I kept my voice steady, "I'd like to request a formal academic review, and I want Jason and Maya present as witnesses." Emma's facade cracked for just a second. She hadn't expected that. "You're only delaying the inevitable," Martinez sighed. "But fine, Dean Thompson's office, tomorrow at 9 a.m. I walked out, passing Emma. "Nice touch with the backdated files," I whispered. "Did Sarah help you with that too?" Her smile faltered. "I don't know what you're talking about, but you might want to check your cloud backup settings. Funny how files can just sync incorrectly sometimes." Back in the lab, Maya was already pulling up access records. "Look at this," she pointed to the screen. "Someone logged into the system using your credentials at 3 a.m. last Thursday, but you were logged in simultaneously from your home IP. "That's impossible unless..." "Unless someone had your password," Jason finished. Remember when Emma borrowed your laptop to check her email during that family dinner? Maya leaned forward. There's more. The file timestamps were modified, but the system's internal logs... She stopped, staring at her screen. That's weird. Someone's accessing the backup server right now. We watched as files began disappearing from the backup directory. Emma was covering her tracks. Too late, sis, I muttered, pulling out my external drive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Jason, remember that private Git repository we set up? He grinned, complete with commit history and timestamps. Maya, I turned to her, how fast can you recover those deleted files? Already on it. But Ronan, she hesitated. Sarah came to me last week. She's got some interesting information about other projects Emma's borrowed. Tomorrow's meeting with Dean Thompson just got a lot more interesting. Dean Thompson's office felt smaller with 7 people crammed inside. Professor Martinez sat stiffly near the window, while Emma perched on a chair looking perfectly composed. Too composed. Let's begin with the evidence, Dean Thompson adjusted her glasses. Mr. Sullivan? I nodded to Jason, who connected his laptop to the display. First, our Git repository history. The screen filled with time-stamped commits going back months. Note the detailed documentation of each development stage. That could have been created afterward, Emma interrupted, but her voice wavered slightly. Actually, Maya stepped forward, the repository is verified by blockchain timestamps. Each commit has a unique hash that can't be backdated. Emma's phone buzzed. She glanced at it, and for the first time, real fear crossed her face. There's more. Sarah's quiet voice made Emma whip around. Dean Thompson, I have screenshots of Emma asking for help modifying file creation dates. She said it was for a digital art project, but... Sarah, you promised, Emma started. I also have proof of Emma accessing Ronan's cloud storage.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof... Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Maya pulled up the access logs. The login occurred during a family dinner, confirmed by this Instagram post from their mother tagged at Romano's restaurant. Professor Martinez leaned forward. Dean Thompson, if I may, these access patterns match irregularities I've noticed in Emma's previous submissions. Emma stood abruptly. This is ridiculous. You're all just jealous because my project was better. Dad always said, Miss Sullivan, Dean Thompson's voice cut through Emma's outburst, please sit down, we're not finished. She turned to me. Mr. Sullivan, continue. I pulled out my phone. I have a voice recording from last week. Emma mentioned my backup settings. The recording played. Emma's earlier words about file syncing filled the room. Her face went pale. That's not... I didn't... She grabbed her bag. I need to make a call. Your father has already been notified, Dean Thompson said quietly. He's on his way. The door opened, and a familiar face appeared. Dr. Chen from the Computer Science Department. Dean Thompson, we've completed the forensic analysis of the laboratory computers. You'll want to see this. Emma sank back into her chair as Dr. Chen connected his laptop. More than just my project appeared on screen, three other students' work, all with similar patterns of access and modification. Miss Sullivan, Dean Thompson's voice was heavy with disappointment. I believe we need to discuss your academic standing. And Mr. Sullivan, she turned to me, I owe you an apology. Professor Martinez stood. As do I, Ronan. I should have investigated more thoroughly before making accusations. I felt no satisfaction watching Emma's carefully constructed world crumble, just relief that the truth was finally out. But Emma had one last card to play. If you do this, she whispered, Mom and Dad will never forgive you. I met her eyes. They'll get over it. My future is worth more than your feelings. 3 weeks after the hearing, I stood in the engineering lab, packing up my project materials. The Green Tech interview was tomorrow, and Professor Martinez had written me a glowing recommendation. Ready for the presentation? Jason asked, helping me organize the demonstration setup. Because their VP of Innovation specifically requested to sit in. Wait, what? When did that happen? Just got the email. Apparently your waste-sorting algorithms caught their attention. They're expanding their environmental division. Maya walked in, grinning. They're not the only ones impressed. The academic board just approved your project for the Innovation Showcase next month. And guess what? Three companies have already requested your contact information. The door opened, and Sarah slipped in, looking uncomfortable. Ronan, got a minute? I nodded, stepping aside with her. She'd had a rough time since the hearing. Losing a roommate and dealing with social fallout wasn't easy. Some of Emma's friends had turned against her for betraying their circle. Emma's moving out of our dorm today. She, wanted me to give you this. She handed me a sealed envelope. I'm not playing messenger, but I thought you should know she lost her scholarship and that internship at Wilson Engineering. They pulled the offer after the academic hearing report. Good. The word came out harder than intended. Sorry, it's just... No, I get it. She tried to destroy your future, though your parents... She hesitated. I overheard her phone call with your mom. She's still playing the victim. Typical. I stuffed the unopened letter in my bag. Mom's weekly guilt trips about family loyalty aren't exactly making me regret my decision. Last time she called, she suggested I withdraw my complaint to keep the peace. Jason called from across the lab. Guys, check this out. He'd pulled up the engineering department's website. They're using Ronan's project as a case study for their new academic integrity workshop. Professor Martinez is leading the initiative. My phone buzzed, a text from Dad. First one in weeks. We need to talk. Dinner tonight? Your mother misses you. You going? Jason asked, reading over my shoulder. Yeah, it's time. I looked around the lab, remembering Emma's threats. You know what's funny? She thought the worst thing she could do was turn our parents against me. But losing my integrity? That would have been worse. What would you have done if you discovered your own sibling tampering with your computer files after that family dinner? Was Ronan right to pursue full academic consequences, or should he have tried handling it privately first to preserve family relationships? Some siblings believe family loyalty should come before everything else, while others, like Ronan, draw a firm line at academic integrity. Share your thoughts in the comments. I'd love to hear about similar experiences or what you would have done differently. Those backup logs and Git commits saved Ronan's future, but the family fallout was heavy. Do you think it was worth it? Let me know below. And hey, if you enjoyed this story of academic justice and family drama, consider hitting that like button and subscribing for more compelling stories that make you think. I post new stories every week that dive into complex moral dilemmas just like this one. Turn on notifications so you don't miss the next video, where betrayal, justice, and difficult choices collide. Your perspective matters, and I can't wait to hear from you in the comments.